Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, episode 456. What are you saying? Minister Tanya Schnitz delivered this message on Sunday, January 25th, 2026, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Shalom, shalom, hallelujah. I pray, I'm in agreement with that prayer. I just pray healing over us before we even begin. All of you online watching, we just say, grab a hold of your healing. It's already within you. Just release it out of your spirit as you hear the word of God. Grab a hold of it. It's yours today. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord a lot today, so I'm really grateful because I don't like snow. Aaliyah. But it's good because the power of God is fire. It is fire to purify our lives. So when we listen to this word, we can release that fire out over ourselves by what we speak. Sarah has already alluded to that. The title is, What Are You Saying? I did put a G on it for the Facebook and all, but it is, What Are You Saying? Come on. What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? Because I know before I came here, there was a lot of garbage coming out of my mouth. A lot of what the doctor said, a lot of the diagnosis, a lot of my feelings. Faith is not feeling. Faith is what God speaks into you. So we keep our feelings out of it and just move forward with God's word. You know, the word starts out here in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your what? Your mouth. Jesus is Lord and believe that in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Four words. You will be saved. Not maybe, not might have. It's you will be. So if you can believe God's word is true, all of the word of God is true, there's nothing missing out of that word, and it is the truth. You will be saved. Salvation is healing. Salvation is deliverance. Salvation is wholeness. It's ours today. You will be saved. Say that with me. I will be saved. That is whole, healed, delivered. Hallelujah. I love to say that. The word of God created your body, right? I mean, from the very beginning of time in John 1:1-4, it says, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. Who's the word? Jesus. Jesus is the word. He was in the beginning. He was with God and he was with him at the very beginning. It says it twice in that sentence, in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So when God spoke, creation came to be. When God spoke the word, our bodies came to be. Our bodies were created with the word. It was the spoken word out of God's mouth that created you, and it can recreate you as well. So let's search in the word. Proverbs 4:20-21. My son, my daughter, we'll just insert that. My son, my daughter, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. So there's a promise right there. He's promising us health. What is health? It's lack of illness, lack of sickness, lack of emotion issues, lack of depression, lack of all those negative things that Satan wants us to believe are ours. They're not. Your body listens to what you are saying and responds accordingly to your words. Words are powerful and they are like medicine to your body. That scripture is basically telling what I say, the word is medicine to your body. How many of you open up the pill bottle 3 times a day because it says take 3 times a day? How many of you look at every 6 hours, I can take another Tylenol for a headache? Well, guess what? God's word is the same way. If you're speaking it over yourself before you open that pill bottle, the word is working. The word will work. You may not even need to open the Tylenol bottle. I tested this. I tested this a lot. I got off of 32 pills. Praise God. Opiate pain patches. Woo. Come on. It works. The word works. Yes. And it is when I said it over myself and then I waited a half hour to take something I was supposed to take. Nope. Okay. I don't need to take it today. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm telling you, the word works. Your cells respond to your words because they are your servants. Your body is your servant. Your body has to line up with what your mind is thinking, what your heart is saying. So your whole DNA must respond to the same words as well. So if we're speaking life over our body, if we're speaking health, we're well. We become well because we're telling our bodies that it must line up with the word of God. So words of fear cause malfunction in your body, and words of faith cause it to align with heaven's design. Come on now. We want to do a rhyme, right? Cat in the hat here. Align with heaven's design. We want to align with God's word. Hey, I got new clothes on. See, Kathleen? See, Kathleen, the full look? Align with God's design. My fashion designer took me shopping, and if you know me, I'm a jean and gym shoe t-shirt girl. But she said, don't tell anybody that I helped you unless you wear the boots to go with it. So here we are. That's for you, Kathleen. All right. Your mouth is the key to your miracle. All right. If you want a key of any kind, your mouth is your key. I mean, it said at the beginning that if we confess with our mouth, it said God spoke the word. This is a major key. So what you're saying is very pivotal for opening the door for your healing. Healing does not come out of midair. It's not magic. It's not all hanging here in the midair. It comes from a foundation in the word of God from within your spirit. What you're putting in is what's going to come out. So that was really good when she got the phone call about her job not having a shift that day, and she spoke the word of God that was already put in her heart. What you speak, what comes out, is very important. The sacrifice of the blood of Jesus bought the legal right for God's children to live in fellowship and right standing with him. The blood of Jesus is what did all the work. All we have to do is confess with our mouth that we believe that. That resurrection power is the miracle that we're looking forward to. It's already right inside of us. The Spirit of God resides within us in all. It says all resurrection power is within us. So how do we release it? With our mouths. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, we've been healed. We all want to quote that, right? But what about that part where he said that we are to die to sin to live in righteousness? So living in righteousness means that we're with God. We're standing in righteousness with him, and that sin is not going to get in the way of your body receiving this healing. He bore it for us on the tree, so that we could live in righteousness. So there's something. If you're struggling with getting that last piece somehow, check and ask God, is there some way I'm not living in the right fellowship with you? Is there something I'm supposed to be doing different? Is there something I should be not doing that would be considered sin according to the word? Whatever it is, God says, I've already done it for you. Receive your healing. Romans 8:11 says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives within you. That tells us right there, all resurrection power resides within us, and we just need to walk it out and speak what God has said. Psalm 103:1-5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How many of you, when you need to go to the doctor, run over to your insurance plan and look up your benefits? You know you do. When you got to go get something done you're not used to having done, you go see if it's covered. You go see if you've got it on your insurance plan. Well, God is saying right here it is. Forget not all your benefits.
Amen.
Amen. Who forgives all your sins. We all know that. We've all received that. We're not running around going, God, did you forgive my sins today? I don't know if you did. No, we know that. But the church neglected to teach us healing from 100 years, 200 years back. They've neglected that part. That's when it started to kind of go, am I healed? am I not healed? Well, guess what? It says, forgive your sins and heals all your diseases. Not some, not only cancer, not only kidney, not only eye. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. Because it feels like a pit when you're sick. Like when you're really, really been under for a long time, it feels like you're never going to get out of that hole. I have been there. I've been in that hole. And every time I start climbing my way up, some other diagnosis would come and I'd fall to the bottom again. And some days you think, I'm just going to lay down here because I'm sick of being sick. But God says, I've already redeemed your life from the pit. That word spoke to me when I started hearing it. And he crowns your life with love and compassion. When his hand came and reached down into that pit and pulled me up, he crowned me too. Wow. Wow. I'm a daughter of the king. I don't have to go back down in that pit. It doesn't matter what the doctor says any longer. I'm not going back down in that pit. He satisfies your desires with good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Oh, don't make me, God, don't make me fly like an eagle around here because that's what I feel like. I'm renewed like an eagle. I mean, I've hopped like a deer, ran like a deer. We could fly. We can fly now because we're going to go up higher than anything else. Any sickness that Satan tries to tell me, I'm going up over that. I'm going up over that because I'm going to fly high like an eagle. I'm not going to bother listening to what you have to say, Satan. So don't even bother because I'm going to fly high. That's what that's about. Verse 5 in the New King James Version says, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Not just your desires, but your mouth. What's your mouth speaking? The word says the word mouth. So that told me I'm on the right track here by preaching a sermon called What You Saying. It satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So I just wanted to find that version because he just confirm that our mouth is key. Yes. So divine healing is spiritual, and it starts with a revelation of God's word into your spirit. We've taught that a lot last year in the classes. His word comes alive. When your spirit gets a revelation from God, it comes alive. It's like all of a sudden, like I heard that before, but I really heard that now. And I start believing that is my reality. When that life comes in, that's when your divine healing starts. The minute you hear the rhema word of God and it becomes life to you and it becomes your reality. Our mouth overflows what is in our heart. So when I was running through depression and anxiety and counseling and psychiatry and all that, all my family heard was just how depressed I am, how I need to get more medicine because I'm so depressed, how I can't seem to wake up because I'm on so much medicine because I'm so depressed. That's what my mouth spoke because that's what my heart felt. But that's not what God's word says. God's word says you are free from that depression. God's word said you don't have to be oppressed from the devil. You can fly high like an eagle. So when we speak it out and then it comes back into our bodies, our voice goes out and we hear ourselves and it comes back into our bodies and the physical healing will actually begin. It's not magic, but it's foundational faith that comes out first and comes back over. Words carry faith or fear, life or death. So be careful what you are saying. Isaiah 55:11 said, so my word that goes out from my mouth, he keeps saying it, doesn't he? It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So when God's word goes out into the midair and comes back on you, it's going to accomplish what he sent it to do. He sent Jesus. He bore it on the cross for our wounds. And now it's going to come back onto us when we speak the truth of God's word. Your words are over biology, over DNA, over your whole body, and even your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Why? Because Jesus paid the price. All creation must align with his word when it hears it. It's got to hear it. So we speak it, we hear it. Creation hears it. Now, we spoke to the snow and we said, don't come. But some of it's here, not as much as they thought. So we're praising God for that, right? Yeah. Philippians 2:10. Because I think in the garden there probably wasn't snowstorms. I really don't think there was. I'm pretty sure it was warm, nice weather with trees with lots of fruit bearing all the time. There was no snow. It was only when things had to die and come back to life for the plants to do its thing. That's when snow came. So Philippians 2:10. Sorry, Aaliyah, but align with the word. Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That right there tells us that everything in creation must bow to the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but a lot of times I think what that last day is going to look like and how many people are going to be bowed down that said he wasn't real. How many people are going to be just on their knee and not knowing why. That makes me cry, actually, that they say, no, he's not real, but they're going to bow. It says so. We believe it, and it's the truth. So my newest favorite verse for healing is Psalm 107:20. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Now, the grave is not just if you have a death diagnosis. It's a cold. The devil means for a cold to come in and turn into death in your body. If you start agreeing with it, oh, maybe I'm going to get a bronchitis. And then the next thing you got is asthma. And it's never going to leave because now I got this inhaler I got to have. The devil's hoping you speak that over your body. And I'm exempt from all of that while I'm preaching this, by the way. I should invite God in. I apologize. I was back there talking to God. But Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that you gave us this word. We thank you that you have commissioned me to speak it today. I pray that it reaches open hearts and those seeds go deep and that a full harvest of healing arrives today in the middle of a snowstorm. In Jesus' name, amen. He rescued them from the grave. That is Jesus. The living word came and he rescued all of us from that. You can look at it as your salvation, but I look at it as my healing as well. Healing begins with the word of God, and you must choose to receive it. You have to choose what has been paid for by Jesus Christ, and then stand firm until it is a done deal in your body. And that's what it takes. That's why the word tells us over and over and over, stand and stand firm, stand and stand firm. He didn't say, go take a nap and I'll just snap your fingers and it'll happen while you're sleeping. He didn't say that. He said, confess the word with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Healing is not only physical, it is verbal. And it is important to speak life because heaven will not override your voice. God's not going to take whatever you say, he's not going to override it. He gives us free will. He gives us choice. We have a choice. So we have to say things like this. I am blood-bought property. Yeah. I have been rescued from sin and sickness. Christ has given all for me and my body. My body is not the final word. Wholeness has to be your confession, and you can start with Mark 11:24, which says, I believe, I receive. So believe when you pray. You got to believe when you pray. You're not begging God. You're not saying, God, oh God, please heal my body. He's going to say, if you're listening, he's going to say, I already did. I already sent my son. I already said, don't forget your benefits. I have forgiven you and I've healed you. He's going to say that. Because that's what his word says. He's not going to give you something else. He's not going to say, come on, come on, come on. Get it. Yeah. Your body listens to what you say. I am healed. I am whole. I am well. It's listening. Speak over it. My body obeys the word of God. So command it to obey your words. Body, line up. Line up, body. You know, some people say it's kind of silly to talk to your body, but you do it all the time. Oh, I just can't find my thing. Where is my thing? You're doing it all the time. You just don't even realize it. We do that. Faith doesn't follow feelings. Faith doesn't speak until it sees, or because it sees results. It speaks until it gets results. Let me repeat that since I fumbled a bit. Faith doesn't follow feelings. Faith doesn't speak because it sees results. It speaks until it gets results. Amen. So if you haven't seen the results yet, you keep speaking life. Keep speaking health over your body. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This is where it counts because, you know, we have doubts come across our mind, especially if you've been going through it a really long time. The doubts come because Satan is always doing that. Always with doctors, friends, other people, you know, just all the time. But it's what comes out of your heart. So you have to make sure that there's not a doubt sitting in your heart. And the way to do that is meditate on the word. Spend time with the word of God. Spend time with his presence. Spend time in worship. And he's going to speak to you about it. It's what comes out of your heart. So it's okay if you get a thought, am I ever going to get better? Take it captive. Put it underneath your feet and say, no, I know I'm healed. I know I'm well. And sometimes to an outsider, it sounds like you're lying. Why are you lying? You look sick. Doesn't matter about what you look like. It matters what God has spoken into your heart, right? So when I read that God sent the living word, I was like, that's Jesus. The living word came to me. And so that's the truth. Doesn't matter what I feel. Doesn't matter what I look like. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, is our offensive tool in battle. How many of you want to go in battle without any kind of a tool to protect yourself? I mean, this sword, even if I don't know how to really fly one around, it does. It does that. When you speak it, God uses it for you. And so it's good. We can use it to actively advance against spiritual opposition and dismantle the lies of the enemy. I like that thought. You know, Don uses his little pocket knife thing, the blade this big. Is this your sword? No, our swords are big. The more time you spend in God's word, the bigger your sword is, the more double-edged it is, and you can really get in there and say, I don't believe those lies, Satan. Yes. And you can rip it up, and I love doing that because I fell underneath those lies for so long, 30 years or so. And I just believed everything they spoke over me. I believed everything I spoke over myself. Horrible. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. I like that word too, demolish strongholds. That means gone. They're gone. We demolish strongholds and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. That's every thought. That's every thought that comes up against the word of God. We demolish. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is a very key thing to get into your understanding, because it really is within your mind what you thought, what you believed, what you acted on was not what the truth said. And that's where I sat for so long. I acted on the world's things and what I saw and what I felt. I didn't act on what God was saying. So the strongholds have to come down brick by brick by brick. And you can take it down, smash it underneath your feet one brick at a time until there's no wall, till you're crossing over. And then you've got a whole fortress right in front of you of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be behind the wall of Satan. You can get to that fortress of Jesus Christ. That's how I see it. God gave me a vision of Jesus not too long ago, actually, about last year. And he said to me, I am the living word, and I have bore your sins in my body on the tree so that you might die to sin and live for righteousness. I have taken up your diseases and carried your sorrows, and by my wounds you have been healed. He spoke all that to me while he's standing in front of me like this. Well, who am I to call Jesus a liar? Not going to happen. But he spoke that to me so powerfully, it's like nothing's going to come between me and God now. Nothing, because I saw him right in front of me, showing me he'd already done it. He put about 3 scriptures there, and he spoke that exactly to me that way. I wrote it down right away, and That's what he said. So that changed everything for me. It really did. Faith doesn't deny there are symptoms in your body, but it does deny symptoms the right to stay in your body. They can't stay. They are there. They come. We live in a natural world because of sin. Sickness does try to come, but it can't stay. You can't stay in my body. I'm casting you out. I'm taking every thought and every sickness captive and putting it out. So here's a way that you can start walking in something different. Make a confession sheet, like she read off of for the offering. Declare the word of God over your body every day, even 3 times a day, just like that prescription. Oh, be extra, Trish. Just be extra and do it 6 times a day. You'll benefit. She did. And we're going to have her testimony here in just a minute. Your body listens to words. So if they're negative, get new ones.
Amen.
Okay, we got to have new ones because the negative ones are just going to take you down.
Yeah.
So speak and tell your body what it will do. Body, I command you to listen to the blood of Jesus. Body, line up with the word of God. Body, bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Body, Jehovah Rapha is your healer. You can write your confessions on the bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, the rearview mirror. You can put sticky notes on the dashboard of your car. You can record yourself making declarations and listen to them over and over and over. And guess what? My Father's House has a healing podcast on our website that is really, really, really amazing. I've listened to it thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times. I've gotten much revelation out of those scriptures. I'd lay in bed and listen to it, and then whatever one caught my eye, went and studied it. Twice a day for the longest time until I started receiving healing. It was all I listened to in the car, at home, sleeping, not sleeping. That word of God raises you up, right? There's also many healing scripture and videos recorded on YouTube. Y'all have YouTube? Y'all know what that is? Yes. So there is absolutely no excuse not to be hearing and speaking God's word. We live in a time where all these things are right there. They're right there. You can choose what you're listening to. You can choose what you're doing with your time. You can choose what's going into your body and through your ears. You can choose. This is the beauty of Jesus. He lets you choose everything. You choose if you want him, you choose if you don't. You choose if you want to read, you choose if you don't. You choose if you speak, you choose if you don't. You always get to choose. That is something that the devil does not give you. I never got a choice. I was always sick. I never got a choice. I always got worse. I never got a choice. I always got worse and worse and worse and according to every single one of them 7 doctors. That was the devil's plan. But God always gives me a choice, and I love that freedom to make a choice. I choose life. I choose to live happy. I choose to live full of joy. I choose to not walk in sickness. I absolutely love getting new clothes, Kathleen. I absolutely love choosing to look the part. I love that I can choose that. And she threw that in my face at the doorway. Change your attitude. We're here to change who you are. God's called you up. You're going to look more the part. Okay, here I am. Praise the Lord. Had to stop speaking. I don't want to shop. Okay, I just had to throw that in there too. So most of the time, let's get back to the word. Let's not get distracted. Most of the time, divine healing happens progressively. Everyone wants the instant microwave, but God has a plan in having us walk these things out, in meditating on his word, in spending time with you. Because how often will you spend with him listening to his healing CD if you weren't sick? Not often. And so that's why I choose to listen to it now, even though I'm healed. I choose to listen to it with somebody's name in my heart, in my head, and say, which one of these for them? I choose to do that so that they can get well, so I can speak that over them. So it happens progressively because God is seeking you. He's seeking your heart. He's seeking the love of his life in you. And yes, I'm sorry, I am his favorite, especially now that I'm dress and nice. But as we continue, it happens over time. And I'm telling you, I'm doing it for God, not for you all. I want to step it up for God because he's called me up. I want to step it up. And so God, I thank you for it. As we continue to speak the truth of God's word over our spirit, our soul, and our bodies, right? We're a three-part man, just like he's three-part God. And we have to speak it over ourselves, spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit already has it all. Our mind needs to be renewed so the devil doesn't have it. And then our bodies line up with whatever we're saying. So remember, the word is walking with you. Always walking with you. Resurrection power and healing comes when we speak. And when it comes in waves, like when we build our true identity, when you step up in your identity, more waves come at you of God's word. The revelations come because you've spent time with him. He brings that life in waves, like an ocean. He doesn't drown you all at once. He brings it in waves. And so we can thank him for that. Yes. See yourself in the word like looking in a mirror. Don't see the disease or the sickness. Laser sharp focus. Healing is your target. I see my healing. I see it. I'm going for it. God's promised it. I'm getting there. Whatever that looks like, right? Mm-hmm. It comes. He comes. All right. So declare, I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed standing in faith to keep what Christ gave me. I am his new creation. Yes. I do not belong to the enemy.
Right.
Oh, man, those are powerful. Speak whatever it is that God's speaking into your heart. What are you getting out of the word? What are you hearing about it? I am a child of God. I am a daughter of the King. I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. Yes. Hallelujah. Those are the things you need to be saying, not the things the devil wants you to rehearse.
Right.
That just leads to death. So our cells within our body respond to the covenant. They know who's speaking. They know. So speaking truth louder than your body's symptoms is a must. Speak by faith, not by sight. Sometimes you got to yell so your body lines up. Body, I mean it. I'm not playing any longer. Body, line up.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes we do that, especially when a cold's trying to come on you and you're going to be preaching the next Sunday. No, you're not coming on me. I have to use my voice. You will not steal my voice. You will not steal my voice.
That's right.
So praise the Lord. We keep going.
Yes.
Don't believe the report of man over the word of God.
Right.
That's a really big one, because a lot of people have given doctors this little moment, and they went to school and they are great and helpful, but they don't deserve the seat on the throne.
That's right.
That's for Jesus. So we have to say, thank you for what you've told me. Thank you for guiding me, leading me. Seek God for wisdom and then walk out what he's saying while you're declaring your healing. It feels kind of contradictory at first, but it's the truth of the word that's a seed that will bring a harvest into your body. So Jesus spoke Lazarus out of the grave. So let's speak ourselves out of sickness, right? All right, declare. I've got a declaration again. Hang on. Jesus has rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son he loves for forgiveness of sins. He has rescued me from the grave and healed my body. Those are my words. Those are what I say back to him. This is what I tell my body. I've been rescued. I've been rescued from sin. And as you know, sin has a fruit and it's sickness. And he's already rescued me. So that cannot develop in my body because the sin is gone. The root is gone. So I don't have to deal with that. So he's rescued me and healed my body. All right. So fighting the good fight of faith. When you're ready to fight, this is what it involves. Get your pen and paper, because you're going to want to write these 4 points down. Very simple points. Knowing who you are in Christ and actively using your faith. Okay? It's very important to know who you are in Christ, that he abides in you, you abide in him. There's no separation. So when you know those things, your faith, point number one, is faith hears. Faith hears the word of God. Faith hears the word of God. Faith hears the word of God deep in their spirits when they spend time with him. That word is what you have heard from God. There is a huge book he's given us, a love language. But we read it, but we don't always get those every word. Let me just say that, especially when you've only been studying it for 10 years. I can't tell you every word that's in there, but faith hears what God wants me to hear. Faith hears what's important for my life. God is so personal, he will bring something alive to you. And that word is what you hear. That word is the one that's going to change your life. And the more you get those words, the more your life's going to change. This is a living God. This is how the living God works. This whole manual, and he speaks the one you need. Wow, he loves us. He loves us. Oh my gosh, he loves us so much. He knew exactly which ones I needed to hear that would stir my faith, that would change my life. I love him. Number two, faith receives. You got to receive what he's telling you he's done for you. The word's alive now in my spirit. Okay, you say I'm healed. You say I'm healed. I got to say, I receive that word. I receive that word. I receive it with all my heart. I receive what you have for me. I receive forgiveness. I receive healing. I receive provision. I receive your love. I receive your spirit. I receive. Be a good receiver. So number one, hears. Number two, receives. Number three, faith speaks. Well, what are you saying? What are you saying? Faith speaks. So you've heard it. You've received it. Now it's got to come back out. It's got to come back out over yourself. And it's going to splash on other people because that's how the Holy Spirit works. But faith speaks. He speaks through you. He speaks. Faith speaks. When I speak to somebody, I hope it's faith. I want it to be faith. It better be faith because that's what I'm preaching, right? Faith speaks. It speaks what the word said to them. It speaks life. It speaks faith. All right. Number four, faith acts. Okay. We've got all this going on now. We've been sitting in church 10 years. It's time to do something with it. It's time to take that word you heard. And that's why some people never quite get there because they haven't spent time with God and got the hearing part down. Step one. And then you have to receive it and say, I believe that. The whole word of God is true. Every word is true. So whichever word he's speaking to you, it's truth. Amen. Okay. So receive it. I receive it. Then you speak it back out. God bless you. Then you speak it back out. And then faith acts. Now it's time to have the shoes hit the rubber. Let's go. We're on the road now. It's acting it out. I may not look great. I may not be walking right yet. It may not. I may have a limp or something going on. But I'm acting it out because my faith said, get up and move. Get up and receive it with your body, with your actions. Go, go, go. And that changes everything. Mm-hmm. Because if you skip a step, you're missing a piece of whatever he has for you. You want to do them all. To recap, faith hears, faith receives, faith speaks, faith acts. Got it?
Got it.
I'm going to have a quiz later. All right. So here is the part of our sermon today where we're going to get really excited. We're going to do something different today. We're going to be doing a live recording. Whoop! Of a true testimony of someone who's put this into practice. And so we're going to have Miss Trish come up and we're going to put this together. So in the live recording that we have going on, we're going to have two microphones going. So we ask that you all here in the room that are excited to be a part of it, don't wrestle papers, case and freeze where you are, stay there. But we're going to move in this. I need that. We're going to move in this. Thank you. There you go. All right. We're going to start the recording, and we're going to move forward in her testimony. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
This is Trish, and we're so excited that you're here with us today to share your testimony and what God has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, she's been on a journey for quite a long time, and I'm going to let her tell that part. But I want you to understand, when she tells the first part of her journey, she is living this out without the revelation of God's word that we've been discussing. So, Trish, how did you hear? What did you hear from your doctors in the beginning?
I had several diagnoses, many of them, actually.
and they were very serious diagnoses, and I did write them down because there's so many. I'm just going to go over the big ones that people care about that shows what God really has done in my life. In the year 2000, I was diagnosed with central nervous system Lyme disease, and I was in the hospital for 30 days. I was on life support the last 2 weeks of that on a respirator. I was very, very sick. I was on 3 big gun antibiotics, and that was the first one. So about 13 years later, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And, of course, the doctors then would say, well, maybe it wasn't Lyme disease in the beginning. But I had went to Johns Hopkins and had it confirmed, so I knew what I was dealing with. So the multiple sclerosis caused me to have to be on daily shots for several years. And then other little things, like, I call them little, but psoriatic arthritis I was dealing with, psoriasis on 75% of my skin that was bleeding. And so that was just a few of the things, honestly. The biggest and most devastating one to me at the time was a year before I came here, I was diagnosed with interstitial lung disease. And what that basically is my lungs were scarring, ended up being a diagnosis of pulmonary fibrosis, which my father had passed away from. So I was well aware of what was going to occur and how it was going to occur. So I right away asked the doctor, am I going to die? And he said, you will die from this. Yes, there's no healing for this. There's no medicine. I can't give you anything. We'll give you some inhalers, steroids, oxygen. So that's where I'm at. I mean, that's where I was at. That's what was happening. And so that's the big ones.
Yeah, so you received what they had to say.
I did.
She received, she heard. And she received, but did not have that revelation of God's healing power yet, right?
Right.
So then the next thing that we talked about is step 3, speaks. What happened then? What are you telling others that the doctor's saying?
Well, of course, I was like wearing death like a badge of honor. I was telling everybody. I felt sorry for myself. I felt sorry for my family. I just felt sorry and sad and sick. And so anybody that would listen, I talked to them about all the diagnoses and all the years of pain and all the medicines and just all the horrible things that were going on. So that became who I was. They'd see me come and they're like, oh, there's that girl. Oh, do you know she's got this and that and this and that and she's going to die. You know, I actually heard people say, she's terminal. She's terminal. So it became who I was. Mm-hmm. And I was ready for death is really what I was walking.
Yeah. So that caused you to act. What was your action that you took?
Well, the first thing I did after crying and screaming out to God and praying, you know, you use God as a life preserver in these cases, not as a steering wheel. Trust me, you hang on to everything. And I've been saved since I was 10 years old. So I knew the word. I knew the Bible. I knew I went to church, I prayed, I did all those things. But when you're in this situation, you hold on, you look up everything you can find and you hold on to that and you just beg God, you just beg and plead, please let me live. And so I wrote my obituary once things calmed down. I planned my funeral. I paid for it. I made sure my kids were taken care of so they wouldn't have to worry about that. I wrote all my instructions where I wanted everything done, where I wanted the services held. I talked to the pastors at my church, told them who I wanted to do a memorial service for me, and just wrapped everything pretty much up. I'm a detail-oriented person, in case you don't know that about me, and I was not going to leave any of this for anybody to figure out. I was going to have at least control of this, of how I was going to die, where I was going to die, how I was going to die, what was going to be administered to me.
So when and how did your life start to turn around?
I found this little church in Indiana, up a dirt road. I didn't even know where I was going. And I met a pastor and his wife who had a dream about bringing the word to Fort Wayne, about having a healing center. And then I met this crazy little passionate preacher named Pastor Sarah,
who answered some of my questions, met me at a coffee shop, and helped me resolve some of the things that I was scared about in this church. Am I allowed to say? I was scared of tongues. I was scared of healing. I was scared of gifts of the Spirit. I didn't think they were for today. So I thought they were drinking Kool-Aid here for a while. I was scared. But then Sarah helped me, and then I met so many people. Tanya, I know you said not say your name, but Tanya discipled me. I've never been discipled. I've been a Christian. Nobody's ever sat across the table from me. Nobody's ever drank coffee with me and helped me understand demons and deliverance and that God wanted me to be well. That's the first I started hearing about it. And then I met this little crazy, I guess she's Asian influence, Rivka, who taught me how to use my voice and how to sing and how to not be afraid to share with people. And just those people, there's more. I'm sorry, I know I'm missing a lot of people. My sisters in my cell group who pray together. And this church just has so much to offer, and so many people need to take advantage of it. It's all here. It's all here for you. You just have to grab a hold and not be afraid.
So when did you start to see God's word working in your body?
When I changed my words, when I changed how I thought, when I realized that healing was for today, that healing was for me, that God loved me, and he didn't want me to suffer this way. So I started speaking the word and following what I learned here. I started speaking in tongues. I started praying to God. I started asking God to give me what he already said he did for me. I started claiming it as my own and believing that I had the authority to stop feeling all these symptoms. And a pivotal moment happened the week of the tent meeting. I didn't even know what a tent meeting was. I thought we were going camping when I first heard it. I honestly didn't know what a tent meeting was and never heard of a tent meeting. And I went every night and I hung on to every word that everybody said. And some little lady on the ministry team prayed with me and I began to have feeling back in my legs. I haven't had feeling in my legs since the year 2000. I didn't have total feeling. And that night, I began to feel something. And that's when it happened. I don't know what else to tell you. That's when it happened. That part, that's when it happened.
Mm-hmm. And so you got a revelation of God's word.
I did.
You got a touch from God, and then you continue to move forward in your healing and believing for more, for all.
For all of the sicknesses then. Then I started believing if that could happen, this could happen, this could happen. And it snowballed. It seemed like all of a sudden, you know, the Bible says all of a sudden, everything was happening. And I was, one by one, parts of my body began to line up with what God said.
And I do want to point out, she did have to do some work. She had to put time in with God. She had to believe. She had to receive. She had to act and speak and walk. And do. And she took a walk every day, got further and further. Pretty soon a walking stick wasn't going with her. Pretty soon she's in a 5K. Tim and I experienced that with her. We did a 5K with a person who couldn't feel her legs before she came. God is so good. But she did do the work. You can't just sit back and wait for everything to drop in your lap. Mm-hmm. He's already done it. Receiving means doing something to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So my last question, what did your doctor say when you went back in December?
This is the best part. I had the time with the Holy Spirit this morning, and we're not giving any more glory to the devil. I've done that for 25 years. God's glory. It's God's glory. And I had 13 medical appointments in the month of December. I went back to Pennsylvania. They were planned a year ago. When I left, the doctor said, well, you're going to... I missed a little part. I was taking a bucket list because I thought I was dying, so I had planned this trip. So that's why I'm actually here. I went and did some of my bucket list and ended up here with my best friend, Pam Elliott. And so anyway, the doctor said, you have to come back. Since you're going to be living in Indiana, you need to come back and see us or we'll discharge you as a patient.
That probably wouldn't have been a bad idea, but I was still walking in what I thought, so what I didn't know. And so I made all these appointments. They picked apart every part of my body, blood tests, scans, medical appointments, you name it, they did it to me, 13 appointments. And they couldn't find one single thing wrong with
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You serve a mighty God.
I do indeed. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then they tried to...
They tried to suggest that at my age, there probably was some things that they haven't ever tested that they should test. And I drew the line in the sand. I'm done. I am done. I asked each one of them. I looked them square in the eye, and I've always been afraid to do this. And I said, is there any reason? Do I need any medication? Because I forgot to tell you, I was on chemo for 13 years. I've been taken off every drug. There is no more medicine. It's now become, it was hurting me more than it was helping me. So I said, is there any medication I need? No. Is there any more real tests concerning what you're treating me for? No. Is there any reason I need to come back here? And they said, no. And I said, I shook their hand and said, thank you for the good care you've given me, but I'm done. This is it. And I walked out and I was hallelujahing all the way to my car every single time, jumping up and down saying, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You are my healer. My body lined up with what the Word of God says. And yours can too. Whoever is sick and needs it, yours can too. You just have to believe it and have enough faith and surround yourself with the people who can help you find those answers if you don't know them. Because I didn't know. It's all in the Bible. Every single thing is in the Bible. You just got to help somebody. Somebody has to pull it out and show it to you. And Amen. Peel those layers of onions off of you until you get to the... to the heart of it, what's going on, why you're not being healed. So,
thank you for sharing today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.